What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook, and I am going to be doing a solo episode today because as I record this, Delaney is getting married in 2 days. So we wanted to give her some time off this week. And I don't even have a guest on today. I'm doing like a true solo episode of the podcast, which I'm not sure I've ever done before. But I wanted to talk to you guys about my skincare journey, my acne journey. I believe Delaney and I talked about this a while back, but I recently have been getting both comments on my Instagram and also people coming up to me after shows asking what my updated skincare routine is, whether it's like a helpster who knows about my acne struggles from, you know, past episodes on the podcast, or if it's just a really sweet stranger who is like, "Your skin looks great, what are you doing?" And so I wanted to talk to you guys about what has been working for me, what hasn't worked for me in the past, and kind of just give you an update on products that I'm loving and things that I think maybe could help you. Giant disclaimer going into this episode that I am not a dermatologist and that skincare, I mean, maybe more than anything I can think of on the planet, is so personal. Like, what works for some people absolutely does not work for other people. Even Delaney and I, when we've talked about it on the show in the past, she and I have such different skin, and things that work for her definitely don't work for me, and vice versa. So I am just going to tell you the things that I have found that seem to make my skin really happy and give you some resources, and hopefully it's helpful, even if it's just one thing that that strikes a chord. Maybe it will help you. But this episode is coming out on June 6th, so that means that I am about to record my special. I'm so excited. I'm taping my special in Denver at Comedy Works on June 18th. So I will be doing shows the 16th and 17th as well, but the night of the 18th is when I am taping both of those shows. So, wow, I'm realizing doing a solo episode, I'm like, oh God, I need to like stop and take a breath and swallow my spit and occasionally take a sip of water. It's hard. It's hard to do a totally solo episode, but If you live in the Denver area and you want to be a part of the crowd for the special, that is on the 18th. If you want to just come to the show, not be in the crowd, because it's, you know, it's a slightly different experience to be part of a taping than to be just a part of like a regular stand-up show. That is going to be on the 16th and 17th if you want to just come to the non-special tapings. But you can get tickets at kelseycook.com. Delaney's going to be there. So if you're a helpster, you want to see both of us, she's not going to be performing. We all know that she retired from stand-up comedy, but you can say hi to both of us. We love meeting you guys in person. And I've got some other tour dates coming up as well. I will be in Oklahoma City at Bricktown Comedy Club June 30th through July 2nd. I will be in Austin July 15th through the 16th at Cap City Comedy Club. And then so many more coming up, Indianapolis, Houston, Spokane. So head to kelseycook.com and get those tour date tickets. And I think we can go ahead and get into a quotable for the episode. So this is a quote by Chanel Miller from Know My Name. The quotable is, "Nobody says adopt the Pomeranian. I had planned to surround myself with higher gates and sharper teeth, but maybe that wasn't what I needed. Maybe it was possible to build that security within myself." It's a lovely quote that was submitted by Helpster Amelia. So if you want to be able to submit quotes for the show, you can do so by joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless. So thank you, Amelia, for sending that in. And I guess let's go ahead and get into my all my skincare and acne stuff. So if you have been listening to the show for a while, you know that some of my acne issues stemmed from being on antibiotics years ago. I started having acne when I was really, really young. There are pictures of me in like fourth or fifth grade with pimples, which to me, that feels young to me. I also think I was trying to grow up too quickly, and I would start using like those awful Noxzema pads, or those like OxyClean. They're just so harsh, these harsh chemical exfoliant pads on my little baby skin when I was still in elementary school. I was so into beauty and so into, you know, reading magazines and seeing what like the adults were using, and I just wanted to be a part of that. But I think I probably was causing issues for my skin when I didn't have acne when I started using those products, and then I think it created some problems. So I don't know, maybe it was a combination of that. Maybe I had started to have some acne on my own at that age. I don't remember. I think I had pretty okay skin and then got into some products that were pretty harsh and didn't make my skin happy. And from that point on, it was just kind of like a constant battle of trying to find ways to make my skin better. And I went on hormonal birth control when I was in high school, and that did seem to make a huge difference in my life. That really did help my acne for a while. And then, as some of you might remember me saying, I must have been in like, I think I was in college. I think I was in college. I went to get my hair done at a salon in Spokane, and they were offering free facial waxing that day. And the girl who did it, because I was, you know, I just said, okay, sure, yeah, why not? So this woman waxed my whole face, and then while my pores were like wide open, she just wasn't being very hygienic. She was kind of running around the salon, doing other things, working with other people. And then she rubbed oil into my skin, and it caused a very, very severe, like acne infection on my face from her doing this. It was just like, I just cringe thinking about it, because I remember laying there thinking, I don't feel like this is being done right. And sure enough, I got this horrible breakout all over my face, really cystic, awful acne. And so I went to my doctor, and they gave me antibiotics. And the thing is, I should have only been on those antibiotics for like the course of them and then gotten off. But anytime I would try to get off, my skin would start to get bad again. And so my doctor just let me stay on those antibiotics for years, which is not good. That shouldn't have happened. I shouldn't have been allowed to stay on them for that long, because by the time I finally got off the antibiotics a few years later, I had really killed a lot of the good bacteria in my body, which really impacts your skin so much. So I was having a lot of gut issues. That's when I started to notice, kind of like IBS symptoms happening. I had acid reflux. I was like taking Prilosec to help with that. And your gut is so connected to your skin. And so I had very low energy and I had little tiny bumps all over my face. They weren't like actual pimples. Like, it was nothing you could really like pop, but it was just like I had almost sandpaper textured skin, tiny bumps all over. And I just had that for like years. I couldn't figure out how to make it go away.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And then finally, a comedian I was working with, his wife is actually like a celebrity esthetician, and she happened to be on the road with him that weekend. And I asked her, you know, a little sheepishly, because I didn't want to be somebody that was like, hey, can you do your job when you're not on the clock? But I did open up to her and say, you know, I've struggled with skin for a long time and with acne. And I just wondered if, like, just taking a look right now, just sitting next to me, if there's anything that is very obvious to you that's a problem. And she looked at me, and it wasn't even under very good light. It was like kind of dim green room light. And she was like, I can tell just based on your skin that you've had an overgrowth of candida in your body for years. And I had never even heard of this word. I was so shocked. I was like, what? And so she asked me, have you been on a lot of antibiotics in your life? And I said, yes. And she said, so sometimes one of the symptoms of having candida overgrowth is that you get those tiny little bumps all over your skin. You have low energy, digestive issues. And it was like this huge light bulb went off for me. So in order to get rid of the candida in your body, you have to do a candida cleanse, which is, it's all diet based, really. It's like taking certain supplements can help, but it's really cutting out things like bread, cheese, beer, mushrooms, anything that is fermented that feeds that candida in your body. So I did that. And that, I think, was possibly, in addition to like when I first got on birth control, that was the biggest change I had made in my life for my skincare. And it's been, oh, how many years now? Gosh, I want to say probably eight. It's been 8 years since I've had cheese, which breaks my heart. 8 years since I've had bread. It really does suck. I wish if I could go back in a time machine to like any time in my life and change something, it honestly would probably be to that day at the salon and just not let that lady do the facial waxing, because she made it so that I could, like, I can't eat some of my favorite things anymore. And it really, it breaks my heart. But anytime I've tried to incorporate those foods back, I get really sick. My skin freaks out again. So it might be something that I need to look into more with like a naturopath or a doctor. I'm not sure, but it's hard because I know some people can do the candida cleanse and then eventually like bring those foods back into their life and they'll be fine. But for me, that just hasn't been the case. So I will keep you guys updated if I do find a way to bring that back into my life. But I wanted to put that out there that if you're somebody who is struggling with acne, especially those like little bumps all over your skin, and you've been on a lot of antibiotics in your life, I just wish that somebody had told me that sooner, because I had never even heard of that. So, okay, so that's a big thing, Candida. I'm no longer on hormonal birth control. We talked about that on the show a few years ago. We had Dr. Jolene Brighton on to talk about like the transition off of hormonal birth control and how that can affect your body. It's a really, really helpful episode if you haven't listened to that and you are thinking of getting off birth control or have, and you're dealing with some symptoms with that. And so then let's get into more of like the actual products and stuff like that. We, all three of us, Taylor, Delaney, and I, started washing our face with honey. This must have been, I think, 2 years ago. And that seemed to work for a while. That did keep my skin pretty calm. It's just such a soothing, calming thing to put on your face. But for me, what I was noticing, especially because like days I wear makeup and stuff, I didn't feel like the honey was really cleansing my skin that well. I felt like it was very soothing, but not really getting that deep clean. So it got to a certain point where honey just didn't seem to be kind of cutting it anymore for my facial cleanser. And then I was using a line called True Botanicals for a while. And I do still love it's discontinued now, but I did love it for a long time. And I've kind of made my own concoction based on the ingredients of that. They had a pre-cleanse oil that I would use to take my makeup off. And then I would go in with their cleanser afterward. And I did love the pre-cleanse oil. I didn't feel like that was irritating my skin, but I started to realize after a while that my skin, it seemed to be breaking out and seemed like it was getting irritated from the cleanser. And I was confused because it was such an expensive cleanser, such a clean ingredients, like so many essential oils. And then I stumbled upon a video by Rosie Huntington Whiteley. She's a model. She has struggled a lot with her skin. And so she started making YouTube videos kind of talking about what works for her. She actually has a makeup line in Sephora now, which I love. Her products are very, very nice. But something that she shared that really opened my eyes was how so many ingredients out there are comedogenic and we don't realize it. So comedogenic meaning that they clog your pores or cause irritation. So like I said in the beginning, while some ingredients might be higher on the comedogenic scale, meaning they are more likely to cause your pores to be clogged, this is different for everybody. So I think some people, and maybe you listeners are completely included in this, that I have some friends that can like just rub a stick of butter on their face and they will not breakout. So this, I think, is more applicable for people with more acne-prone skin or super sensitive skin. But things like lavender oil, I assumed that was like such a great thing to put on my skin because it sounds so clean and nice. And I didn't realize that is actually like a pretty well-known skin irritant. And that was one of the ingredients in that True Botanicals cleanser that I was using. Maybe you've seen Olivia Wilde talking about True Botanicals on Instagram, and it's clear that it really is a wonderful skincare line for a lot of people. So I'm just saying that for me, I realized that I think that lavender did not agree with my skin and it was kind of starting to irritate it. So then that's when I was seeing that video. I was watching the video of Rosie's and she talked about a website. There were actually a couple of them where you could go enter, like you could copy and paste the ingredients list of any skincare product and it would tell you if anything was comedogenic or irritating and also tell you like what these ingredients do on the positive end, like if they brighten your skin, if they minimize the appearance of fine lines. And so those websites, if you're interested, it's Acne Clinic NYC. And then also another one that she was talking about, this is an esthetician in LA, is bibalosangeles.com. And there's a little tab that says pore clogger checker, and you can also put your ingredients in there. So those are two helpful links that like really kind of changed things for me. And in that video that Rosie's talking about her go-to skin that has really helped, I'm sorry, her go-to skincare that has really helped her skin, the cleanser that she said she loved, which I ended up picking up and now I've become completely obsessed with, it's the IS Clinical Cleansing Complex. And if you're on YouTube watching this as opposed to just listening to it, I am going to be holding up all of the products I love so you can physically see what they look like if that's helpful at all. But this cleanser is just a fucking godsend. It's so great because like I mentioned with the honey, I liked that it was keeping my skin pretty calm and like soft, but it just wasn't cleaning it very well, I felt. And I was then getting more acne breakouts. So this IS Clinical Cleansing Complex, it is so soothing and it has never irritated my skin, but wow, does it get my skin so clean. It doesn't get super foamy, which I have found is better for me, because any cleanser that gets foamy tends to really dry my skin out and make it really tight feeling and not in a good way. This is, whatever they did, the science behind this is perfect. It's just that exact balance that you're looking for between it getting your skin really clean and not making it overly dry, which then can actually make your skin more oily when you dry your skin out, because it's triggering your skin to think it needs to produce more and more oil to try and overcompensate. So also, I'm not sponsored by any of the products I'm talking about in this video. It's just what I've been loving. So I've really, really been enjoying this cleanser. I use it morning and night. And before, so at night I do a double cleanse, which maybe you've heard of that term. It's just the idea that you should do one round of cleansing to get your makeup off, and then a second round to really clean your skin. So it's not necessary really, I think, if you aren't wearing makeup. But for me, even on days where I'm not wearing makeup, because I'm wearing sunscreen all day, sometimes sunscreen is pretty stubborn to get off your skin, and it's nice to use like an oil-based makeup remover and get it off, so that then when you go in with your actual cleanser, you're getting into your pores in a deeper way.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I've just been using, like I talked about, I love the True Botanicals pre-cleanse oil that's since been discontinued, but one of the main ingredients in that was jojoba oil. And at first I had done a little mixture on my own. It was like jojoba oil, apricot oil, and I think bergamot oil. And so I would mix those and I did like that. And then I've kind of gotten lazier and I just have been using jojoba oil now to take things off. And it really does do like a great job of breaking down even stubborn eye makeup. It makes my skin feel really soft and supple. So that's what I do at night. I don't do a double cleanse in the morning. I just use the IS Clinical Cleansing Complex. And then in the morning, so after I'm done cleansing, I will sometimes do a dry brush. I didn't bring it out here to hold up on YouTube, but like a little facial dry brush, I will do that. That's really good for your lymphatic system. And I think it's nice to kind of exfoliate too. So I'll do a little dry brush on my face. And then I will go in with the Youth to the People 15% Vitamin C plus Clean Caffeine Energy Serum. One of the things that I feel like most dermatologists say is an important staple in your skincare routine is some sort of vitamin C product. Our skin really does need it. There's a very expensive one from the SkinCeuticals line, but every time I used it, it would smell like ham to me. I don't know why. It just has this really strange, powerful smell, and I can smell it on my face throughout the day, and I didn't like it. So I found that this Youth to the People serum is a great dupe for it. It's actually much cheaper than the SkinCeuticals one, although it is, I would not call this a cheap product. I believe this is like in the $60 range. I get it from Sephora, but I have seen such a difference in my skin using this in the morning. I use one pump, I rub it in all over my face, and it has absolutely brightened my skin. I feel like it's really helped get rid of any sunspots or acne scars. Like, I feel like it's faded any acne spots. I just love it. It makes my skin feel awake and very bright. I like it a lot. So I've been using that for quite a while now. And then in terms of moisturizer, this is, I think maybe, I don't know if I would say it's controversial, but this is going to be another product that maybe for some people it works and for some people it doesn't. This is the Josie Maran 100% pure argan oil in the light version. So they have a full on, much heavier version. And then I like to use the light one, especially for during the day. I don't want something that's super heavy on my skin. I haven't found any problems with my skin in using argan oil. However, some people do consider it to be something that can clog your pores. I like it. It doesn't do anything off-putting for my skin that I've ever noticed. So for me, I just love that it's one product. It's clean. It's one ingredient. I feel like the fewer things that could potentially irritate my skin, the better. So I have really liked using this morning and night as my moisturizer. And then for sunscreen, I know it is talked about constantly, the importance of sunscreen. And as I've gotten older, I cannot emphasize enough how important I feel that sunscreen is and how much of a difference it's made in keeping my skin more youthful. I love the Ulta MD brand. This is the UV Clear Broad Spectrum SPF 46. You can see this in so many dermatologists' office, which to me makes me feel really good about using it because I feel like it's like the top of the line sunscreen. So many people love it. It has high purity niacinamide in it, which is fantastic. Zinc oxide, UVA and UVB protection. And this one in particular, the UV Clear one, is for skin types that are prone to acne, rosacea, and hyperpigmentation. I just feel like my skin absolutely loves this stuff, and it does a great job. Like, I can wear this on days where it is truly very, very sunny out. And I use retinol products. I use like glycolic acids, and I don't get burnt. It really does a great job of keeping my skin protected. And in terms of eye cream, I have really gotten on the eye cream bandwagon. This is the Biossance Squalene Marine Algae Eye Cream. I used to not wear eye cream during the day because I felt like it would make my mascara transfer at night. And it just, I started to notice some more aging around my eyes. And there's a video that went viral on TikTok. I don't know if any of you saw it, where a woman, she was in her, I think, 50s maybe. And she, for years and years, like decades, would do a pump of her eye cream on the back of one of her hands, just like her left hand, so that then she could use her finger to wipe it under her eyes. But she would always put it on that hand. And then when she was done, she would kind of just like rub the remaining amount of it into the back of her hand. She held both of her hands up to the camera on TikTok, and one of her hands looks like a 20-year-old's hand and the other one looks like a 50-year-old's hand. It was so insane. Nothing has stuck with me more in terms of like, oh shit, I absolutely need to use eye cream morning and night. It really is so important. So try to find one that you like that works for you. I swear by it now. So I've really liked this particular eye cream. I feel like the Biossance brand is very nice. So that is my morning skincare routine. At night, it is similar, although I don't use the vitamin C serum or the sunscreen, obviously, at night. Instead, I use a retinol every other day. This was a really big change for me as well. I use the SkinCeuticals Retinol 1.0. There are so many products out there now that you can buy over the counter that have retinol in them. And I used to use it every day because I was told like, oh, like the more you can use, the better. Like it's going to make your skin look younger if you can use the higher potency and more frequently. But I noticed that my skin was overturning so quickly that I kind of couldn't keep up with it and was always like, I always felt like I had to exfoliate. I always had dead skin. It was drying my skin out a lot. And I talked to my dermatologist about it and she's like, oh, just like do every other day. And it has made the biggest difference because now it's like just the right amount of exfoliation. So I use my retinol every other day or night rather. And then I also have a retinol eye stick that I bought at Sephora because they say to not use your high potency retinol cream under your eyes because that's such a delicate area and retinol can really thin your skin. And they have a great product now at Sephora that's like a little retinol eye stick and that's formulated in a way that's safe for that delicate skin around your eyes. So I do that every other night. And then on the nights in between, either I won't do anything, maybe I'll do like a moisturizing mask, or I will use, it's the brand is called The Ordinary and it's their glycolic acid. And I just put some of that on a cotton pad and I will rub that around my face. And that does a really nice job of exfoliating as well. I don't use any physical exfoliants. I only use chemical exfoliants. I have found that physical exfoliants, so that means anything that has like a gritty texture to it, can really irritate my skin and it can like make my pores look bigger, which is obviously the opposite of what you want. Ooh, oh my gosh. This is a lot, guys. Sorry. Thanks for letting me take a breath. So those are some of the products I've been loving. I wanted to also tell you that the probiotics, in terms of supplements that have been really working well for me, it's from a brand called the Gut Institute. When we had Dr. Kathleen Funk on for our acupuncture episode, this is the probiotics that she recommended to me. These are the probiotics that she recommended to me. So one is called Bifido Maximus, and one is called Microbiome Mojo, and they are great. I take one every other day, so I do like the Bifido Maximus one day, and then the next day I take the Microbiome Mojo. They have really, really helped my body. I feel like they've helped my gut a lot. They're high potency, great probiotics. So if you've ever struggled with that, like with digestive issues, or you've been on too many antibiotics in the past, that can really, really help to get on a good probiotic. So I like that brand a lot. And lastly, something that I did this past, I did it about 5 months ago. You guys know I talked about it when I talked about doing a treat yourself, and I got like facial laser treatment done. I got a Diamond Moxie facial, and that is it is a treat yourself. It is a pretty high priced item. Like I mentioned, I think it's totally worth looking into and seeing if your local kind of like med spa or esthetician is ever running a special, whether it's like for the holidays or their clinic's anniversary. But it's, you know, typically like a few thousand dollars. It is really a huge investment in your skin. But to me, if you are in a place where you feel like financially you can do that, we have access now to these machines that we did not used to before that really can start stimulating the collagen production in your skin and like the cell turnover in a way that, I mean, this is like Jetsons shit, right? We have the ability now to keep our skin looking younger through these really incredible, like astronaut level lasers. So I have had three of those treatments done. They usually say like you buy a package, you get three done. And then my esthetician told me to do it probably once a year going forward. But yeah, it's pretty intense. I did like the face, neck, chest one, and your skin, like it turns into like almost like a sandpaper for a few days. And then it starts to kind of gently slough off. And the skin you are left with underneath, I have never felt my skin be so soft in my entire life. You end up with baby skin. It's so crazy. It's really, really good for if you have any hyperpigmentation or, sun damage. One of my friends went and had it done because she was experiencing a lot of sun damage. So she would have, you know, like the actual brown spots around her face, like almost like larger freckles. And she had it done. It completely removed all of it. It was shocking, the results. They're really powerful lasers, and it's just brightened my skin so much. It's really reduced the appearance of fine lines for me, and it just helps your skin stay looking younger. So that to me has probably made the biggest difference I've been able to tell. And yeah, I think, whew, this has been a mouthful, guys. I think that's it. I just thought it might be worth it to go over things that have been working for me and the things that haven't been, and give you guys some resources. So let me know if there's anything else in the skincare space that you would be interested in hearing me talk about. Let me know things that are working for you. And I'm always looking for like the best skincare products that I could find. So let me know. We do have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Rebecca EW. It says, "Perfect balance. I love this podcast. It's one of my favorites. It strikes the perfect balance of funny and serious. I'm generally learning something and finding out about someone or something new and enjoy doing it." Yay! Thank you, Rebecca. That's so nice to hear. Yeah, we do try to have a blend of both on the show. So I'm happy that you like that. I don't know what I would call this. This is my segment for the episode, is that I went and got a massage, and I've been seeing this woman this is maybe my fourth or fifth massage from her. She's amazing. And as we were starting the massage, I'm like naked face down. She's like, "So I have to tell you that I was listening to a podcast the other day that I used to listen to a lot, and then I kind of fell off, but I recently got back into it. And as I was listening to it, I was like, I feel like I recognize that voice. And then I realized I was listening to your podcast." And I was like, "Oh my God." So that was a first. I've never had a situation like that happen. It made me laugh so hard. It was also so funny because I'm just like lying there naked. Such a strange time to be like, "Oh, this person knows who I am. Okay." And anyway, we had a good laugh about it. And she's the sweetest. So shout out to Brittany. You're listening. You're awesome. I love your massages so much. Happy and excited to keep coming to you. But yeah, it just made me laugh. So that is it, you guys. I hope that this has been a helpful episode for you. Delaney will be back on the show next week. And make sure that you go to kelseycook.com and get those tickets to come see my special. I would love to have you guys there. Come be a part of the taping. And I will talk to you guys next week. Hope you're having a great one. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you.